Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. This week's episode features Brandon Rutledge from Pensacola, Florida. His expert categories are 2010s pro wrestling, Disney animated films, 90s Nickelodeon, and fighting video games. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. All right, Brandon, thanks for being here. Where would you like to begin your game today?
Let's start Unlocked 2010s Pro Wrestling.
All right, your game today, there's no cheeky stuff. These are a bunch of questions all about things you love. So here is your Unlocked 2010s Pro Wrestling question. With stars like Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, and Jon Moxley, what company in 2019 became the WWE's first major competition since the WCW?
And they put on a lot of great matches. That will be All Elite Wrestling, AEW.
Yeah, AEW, as my friend Kinsey would say. That is correct. And you now have one key in your pocket. I am now going to find out, as will everyone else, what that strategy was you had in mind. Where are you going to go with it?
We're gonna stick with 2010s for wrestling for one key.
All right, here's your next question in the category. Liati Joseph Anoa'i signed with the WWE in 2010 and formerly went by Leaky before he changed his name to what? Now one of the main faces of the WWE.
So here's a fun fact for you. I actually went to high school with this guy.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. He was a senior when I was a freshman, along with the Usos, his cousins. That would be Roman Reigns.
This was a complete accident. That should have been my Stormy trivia question. You went to school with this dude. Roman Reigns was correct, and that was about as unlocked a one-key question as there ever has been for you. Yes, the easiest question of the day, I'm for sure, for Brandon Rutledge, and you have two keys now. Where to next?
All right, let's keep it going with 2010s Pro Wrestling, two keys.
Let's see how it treats us. The fourth WWE brand, Evolve, was launched in 2025 and added to what three brands that had been part of the WWE since the 2012 brand extension?
Okay, yeah, I don't know why I forgot Evolve was brought back in a way, but the three brands that you're asking for, I believe you're asking for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
Yeah, you're correct. SmackDown, Raw, and NXT is right, and you have a key for each of those three parts. Are you going to keep it going in the category here?
Yes, I am.
All right, it's going well so far. Let's see how you do with your three key 2010s pro wrestling question. Now a trainer for New Japan Pro Wrestling, what 2015 WWE Tag Team Champion was the first openly gay WWE wrestler?
I remember this story broke. It was a big time. I remember TMZ trying to do their ambush interview, not only on him, but they did John Cena around the same time. This is, in WWE, he was Darren Young, but he's currently known as Fred Rosser.
Yeah, I would have accepted either. That is correct. And he is now taking his talents to the Japanese circuit. But Darren Young, correct. And you are so far perfect in your 2010s pro wrestling category. Are you going to be chaotic or are you going to finish the category out?
Let's, I hope I didn't get a commentator's curse. All right, let's finish it out. Four keys.
I have a very heavy commentator's curse. I'm going to apologize ahead of time if it happens. Let's see. What hashtag in 2015 called out inequities between men and women in professional wrestling and started a movement that has improved female participation?
Oh, man. Okay, hold on. That was, okay, 10 years ago. Hold on. I knew what I was about to say, but then I remember that was kind of the fan-given name, what I was thinking of, but I believe the hashtag was Give Divas a Chance.
Hashtag Give Divas a Chance. Hashtag Brandon has five keys, more than he will need to do anything else. That is correct. Well done. And you have swept your 2010s pro wrestling category. Where to next with all the keys you need in the world?
Okay, I feel like I can breathe a little bit more now. I mean, three and four key questions had my heart beating a good bit. Let's we're going to do a four key question, and let's go with Disney.
All right. Disney animated movies was the other category. Your hypothetically hardest question. This one is a, this is brutal. This is a cool one, but it's brutal. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
While she is a princess by birthright, Princess Eilanwy is not part of the official Disney princess lineup because what 1985 film was not a commercial success?
If I remember correctly, a lot of people blame this movie for Disney's almost complete downfall. This would be The Black Cauldron.
How did you know that off the top of your head, dude? That is 100% correct.
So, for one thing, I can't stand this movie. But when it comes to Disney animated movies, one thing I do know, if I wasn't sure about the character name, I do know the release dates.
Oh, okay. So it helped to have the year there.
It definitely did. I had to think about it at first because that is such a unique name. And just as annoying of a character, but...
Brandon, I'm not going to lie. I thought that was the trap question of this game. I guess we'll see how the rest plays out. But that could bode well for you. You are correct again. And where would you like to go next?
Let's do another four-key question. Let's go down the column to 90s Nickelodeon.
This is going to be a category a lot of people like. 90s Nickelodeon, your hypothetically hardest question is this. Patty Mayonnaise is the girl to impress in what series focusing on common high school predicaments that ran on Nickelodeon from 1991 to 1994 and on ABC from 1996 to 1999?
And I can relate to the title character always daydreaming stuff. This would be Doug.
Doug is correct. It's a Disney show now. It turned to the dark side. You know that?
Yeah, as soon as I went to Disney, I stopped watching, to be honest. Yeah.
Yep, Doug has turned to the dark side. And Brandon, you are, this is an auspicious start, and I'm excited for you. I have a prediction where you're going to go next, but I want to see if I'm right. Where are you going to go next?
I think you got the prediction right. I'm going to do the last four key question, do that for fighting video games.
All right, fighting video games. Here is your hypothetically hardest four key question. Which character who was in the recent Mortal Kombat movie is the only to have been a playable character in every single main installment of the series?
Oh, man. This is a four-key question. Oh, wow. Okay. The history of Mortal Kombat is really nutty. Like, you got so many mainstays, but you'll have one that missed this game or this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oof. Okay, so here's how I'm going to look at it. The first game had 7 characters, so that narrows it down.
That's a good way, yeah.
Not Johnny or Scorpion. They were out in 3. Kano and Sonya were out for 2, and the new one. I believe the answer is going to be Raiden.
Unfortunately, Brandon, for the first time, I'm going to have to take your keys. Raiden has definitely been all around the games, but he missed at least one because Sub-Zero is the only character who has been a playable character in every single main installment of the Mortal Kombat video game franchise. Dominant run in your category so far did come to a halt there. However, because of how you've done and the order you did the questions, you have the world's your oyster here. Like, you have so much in front of you. Where are we going to go next?
Okay, so I need to start collecting keys again. I really want to redeem myself with this category, so let's do unlock fighting video games.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun category. Here is your unlocked question. 4 characters appeared in both Super Smash Bros. And Mario Kart on their Nintendo 64 versions. Name 3 of them.
Jeez. Okay. Okay. Actually, I might have all 4, but you're only asking for 3, so...
Yeah, give me the 3 you're most confident in.
I mean, so first one's going to be the most obvious, Mario. And then got Luigi. And the last one I'm going to go with is Yoshi.
Who would have been your 4th out of curiosity?
Donkey Kong.
You would have got all 4. Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, and Donkey Kong were the 4 characters that Mario Kart 64 and the original Super Smash Bros. Had in common. Well done. And you are back in your winning ways with a key. Where to next?
Man, if that's how the questions are going to be for fighting games and unlocked, I might... I might jump to... Let's do one key for Disney movies.
All right, you never know. With video games, it's one of those things that, like, you and I have had different experiences. The 4-key question could have been easy to you, you know what I mean? And honestly, you almost got there. So we'll see how that category goes when we get back to it. And I know we're going to get back to it. Your 1-key Disney movies question is this. James Woods, Bobcat Goldthwait, Jim Cummings, Danny DeVito, and others were part of the star-studded cast of what 1997 Disney film?
I did not realize Bobcat was in this movie, but That'd be Hercules.
Hercules is correct, and Bobcat Goldthwait was Pain.
Oh, okay. I can hear it now. I can hear it.
Yep.
Now.
Yep. Panic's not a character or guy I recognize, but yeah, that is my favorite Disney movie. Brandon, two keys in your pocket. Things are going well again. Where to now?
Let's stick with Disney movies, two keys.
All right. Your Disney two key question is this. Song of the South was the subject of a theme park ride for Disney until it was renamed for what 2009 movie, allowing riders to help find a band perform during Carnival?
With controversy around Song of the South, I'm surprised the change didn't happen sooner. But now the current version is based on a personal favorite of mine. One of my favorite villains in there is Dr. Facilier. This would be The Princess and the Frog.
It would be correct. All right, Brandon, three keys are in your pocket. Where to now?
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and do Disney movies three keys.
All right, let's see how we handle the three key question. The first Disney animated film to feature Marvel Comics characters was what 2014 movie that honored its Marvel roots, casting Stan Lee as Fred's father?
So me and my son actually watched this like 2 weeks ago. And it's a nice little nod at the end there. But this is a Big Hero 6.
It is Big Hero 6. Before the mouse acquired Marvel, Big Hero 6 was a Marvel comic book character that was in a Disney movie. So that is correct. And you are back in the driver's seat because you have enough keys to go to any question you want. So where to now?
All right. Let's go to 90s Nickelodeon for three.
All right. 90s Nick for three keys is this. An anthropomorphic Australian immigrant wallaby is the main character of what show that is known for double entendres and innuendos?
There is so much that got through the censors, it blows my mind to this day. This is Rocko's Modern Life.
It is Rocko's Modern Life. And it took a lot of effort for me to say anthropomorphic Australian immigrant wallaby, just so we're all clear. That is correct. Where to next? All the keys in the world, Brandon.
Alrighty. Let's go three keys fighting video games.
Looking for redemption. We're fighting the category. Here is your three key question. Released on PlayStation 2 in 2002 and GameCube in 2003, was what Dragon Ball Z game whose subtitle is Japanese for Martial Arts Gathering?
Oh my gosh. Okay, PS2 2002, GameCube 2003. Trying to think if this is the right... I have a couple of these games, just a matter of which one is it. I'm just going to go with the first one pop in my head. I hope my gut instinct's correct. I'm going to say Dragon Ball Z Budokai.
The only Dragon Ball Z game I have played, and the correct answer. Well done. Dragon Ball Z Budokai is correct. And I know exactly who I'm calling for nerdy trivia. That's all I'm going to say, Brandon. You're doing well. Where to now?
Let's take the fighting video games for two keys.
All right. Your two key fighting video game question is this. Originally released on arcades, then ported to the PlayStation console in 1995, was what fighting game that allowed players to play Galaga on the loading screen?
Ooh, I gotta think about this. I remember hearing about this. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Galaga, if I remember correctly, is Namco, so that points me to the Tekken franchise, but the question is which I believe it is Tekken.
Yeah, Tekken is correct. Well done sussing out Namco's association there. And I wish you could play other simple games during loading screens today. That would be fun.
That would be great.
Two key question in video games down. Where now?
Well, let's talk about the last two key question for 90s Nickelodeon.
Brandon is working back, and it is working well. Your two-key Nickelodeon question is this. The Season 2 episode Fetch of what series that starred Tom Kenny and Jim Cummings as the titular character actually aired in theaters before it aired on TV?
Man, I don't remember this. I hope I'm right. Is this Cat Dog?
Cat Dog. Cat Dog. That is correct.
Oof.
Alone in the World with a Little Cat Dog, and Alone in the World with more keys than you could possibly need, Brandon. You have set yourself up well. CatDog is correct. The voice of SpongeBob and the voice of Winnie the Pooh combined to be CatDog. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your 2-key, 3-key, 4-key questions are all done. What do you want to do next?
Let's wrap up fighting video games, 1-key.
All right, we're not going to sweep this category, but we do want to beat it down. Here is our 1-key fighting video games question. A 1994 film starring Jean-Claude Van Damme is based on what Capcom game that is one of the best-selling fighting games of all time?
This is my most favorite bad movie of all time. I can quote it and talk about how great it is all day. This is Street Fighter the movie.
Street Fighter is correct. Well done. You know the drill. What do you want to do next? Do you have the keys to do anything you want? I think, assuming you make the obvious choice, I can now say, congrats. You're going to get to every single question in your game, Brandon.
Oh, I'm glad I was able to. But yeah, we'll go ahead and do the 1-key question for 90s Nickelodeon.
All right, here we go. Folks suffering from nyctophobia would answer yes to the titular question asked by what children's horror television show you could see on Nick in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. This is an absolute classic. I'm not a big horror guy, but I definitely like this show. It's Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark? If you have nyctophobia, you are afraid of the dark. And officially, every question remaining on the board requires no keys. So let's get to it in whatever order you want. We're going to figure out what your final score is going to be.
Alrighty. I kind of want to go out on a high, so let's start doing the bonus key questions. Let's start with... I like this format. Let's go before and after.
Before and after. You like it? I love it. It's well documented at this point. Here's your before and after clue. An American retail chain that sells soaps, lotions, fragrances, and candles, plus the last section of a paper that follows MLA format.
Jeez, man. I've been in college so long, I can barely remember what MLA even is.
It always feels good until the bonus keys, I swear to God.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think what the... It's not about Bath & Beyond, because I can't think of anything that would be a Beyond something with MLA. Bath & Body Works, but what was Works? Oh my gosh. I'm gonna just kind of make something up. I'm gonna say Bath & Body Works and References.
You are so close, Brandon. Ugh. You got the first half correct. It is Bath & Body Works Cited.
Cited! Oh!
It's been too long since you wrote an MLA paper.
Yeah. Yep.
Bath & Body Works Cited. That's not a particularly funny before and after, but that one did kind of make me chuckle. I will admit that. Brandon didn't get that one, but plenty ahead. Where to next?
All right, let's see what's going on with National Blank Day.
As of airing. This is a really specific one that makes me chuckle.
Uh-oh.
Today is National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Oh, never so, read the books.
Here's your question. Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment has shifted its bankruptcy filing from Chapter 11 to Chapter 7, meaning it will liquidate all assets after an unsuccessful $375 million acquisition of what video rental company in 2022?
I didn't even know they even tried to do this. Video rental. I know what I want to say, but the question is it the correct answer or is it the trap answer? And that's one of the things I both love and hate about trivia. I'm going to doubt myself. I'm going to go away from the obvious answer, that being Blockbuster, and I'm going to go ahead and make my official answer Hollywood Video.
This is one of my favorite facts, and unfortunately it did not fall right either way for you. Believe it or not, Chicken Soup for the Soul in 2022 bought Redbox for $375 million, and now they will liquidate everything. It just didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it didn't work out. They're going to get rid of it. Bonus questions aren't going great so far, but the score you're going to end up with is wonderful. So, no pressure. Where do you want to go next?
You know what? I'm feeling. Let's try Stormy Trivia.
Stormy trivia, something I think you should know. Here it is. What nickname is given to the squadron formerly named the U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, whose shows are viewed by 11 million people each year?
And they always have a big thing in Pensacola Beach around this time of year. I actually grew up about 15 minutes from the base itself. This would be the Blue Angels.
The Blue Angels call Pensacola, Florida home, and so does Brandon Rutledge. So that is correct. And
I feel better. Bonus key.
Yeah, you feel better now. Let's see if we can beat the bonus keys. You're 1-2 so far, but we have two more to go. Where do you want to go next?
Let's do Who in the World.
Who in the World? You're going to be happy to know, Brandon, I tied in one of your expert categories. Here we go. Born Oscar Gutierrez Rubio, what American professional wrestler departed the WWE in 2015, only to return in 2018 when he was joined by his son?
Son being Dominic. Booyaka Booyaka 619, Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio is not only correct, but it's who I mained in WWE video games. That is correct. And
my top
you are
five
now
favorite of all time.
Top five favorite of all time. See, here's what happened in this game. I accidentally wrote two very easy questions for you. One, because you love Rey Mysterio. And two, because apparently you went to school with Roman Reigns. So there's that. Hey, you're 2-2 in your bonus keys. Rubber match. I've never asked someone to go somewhere next. I'm going to ask you. Go to Billboard Buster next. Let's see if you beat it.
Let's make it go bye, bye, bye.
You have no idea how much this applies to the question. Here you go. Here's your Billboard Buster. Boy bands was the category that Brandon asked for. Here is his question. The Backstreet Boys and NSYNC have virtually identical results on the Billboard Top 100, but only one song between them has hit number one. Maybe because the title sounds like the month it hit number one. Name it.
It's gonna be May.
Yes, it's gonna be me is correct. And you won the rubber match against your bonus keys. Well done. Whew. Now, this is exciting. You have potential to get 22 points, which is one of the highest scores in lockdown.
Wow.
But you've got to get your two unlocked questions left. And I don't know. I'm not a betting man, but I think you're going to clock these. Which one do you want to go to first?
Let's do a 90s Nickelodeon.
Your unlocked Nickelodeon question is this. If babies could talk, what would they say? Is reportedly the simple question that inspired the creation of what wildly successful Nickelodeon cartoon?
Very popular. I liked it. It had three movies. This would be Rugrats.
It would be Rugrats, and I was not allowed to watch it.
That's just... so. So quick funny story. My wife, she told me that when she was growing up, she was not allowed to watch Rugrats, but she was allowed to watch The Simpsons.
That is a generational gap if I've ever heard one. Disney movies unlocked is all that's left, and we're going to see. You said you want it in on a high note. I have faith that you will. Here is your last question of your lockdown game. 1001 Nights is a collection of Middle Eastern folktales that inspired the writing of what 1992 Disney film?
And it has one of my most favorite characters of all time, the genie. This would be Aladdin.
It would be Aladdin. And I bow my head to thee, Brandon, because you have tied my score on lockdown. 22 points. A monster score here. Well done. And I will say, could have been 23 had it not been for a coin flip on Raiden versus Sub-Zero. You really did very well, Brandon. So, congrats.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. I've always been a big fan of trivia. I've on a couple of YouTube leagues. Never had a chance to do a podcast, so I was very excited to have this opportunity.
Brandon, do you have anything coming up? Shout-outs? Things you want to highlight?
First of all, I want to shout out my wife Jessie and my son Todd. I love you both very much, and thank you for putting up with my obsession with trivia. You can find me mainly competing on YouTube trivia. You got Wrestling with Trivia, which is wrestling trivia, and then Lights Out Trivia, which covers sports and entertainment trivia, and then also on twitch.tv/casper, CASSTOPHER. where I could be on Combat Wrestling Trivia. But those are the main places you're going to find me. What matches are going to come up, I don't know yet. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Brandon, I can speak for everyone in the trivia community when I say sign up for more podcasts.
I definitely want to.
Yeah, you really should. I am so grateful that you signed up for Lockdown and found this and love it. You will be not only adored in the space, but you are a wonderful person as much as you are a smart trivia player. So please sign up for other people. This is me shouting out like Frenemy and Tangents and all the stuff. Skillet Brew. I'd be remiss if I didn't say Skillet Brew. Sign up for podcasts because you are a good competitor and you know your stuff, and do not hold back. Go to all of them. That's all I want to say.
All right. I'll do my best to make that happen.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Brandon, for coming on. And man, how can you not be a fan of that guy? He is such a nice person. To my fellow host, if you see the name Brandon Rutledge, get excited for a really enjoyable experience. I think there was one question that sticks out to me from this game in terms of a learning moment. It was the question that he missed where Sub-Zero was the character that had been in every single Mortal Kombat game. He did point out that there was a different person that was Sub-Zero, kind of like Green Lantern has, you know, Guy Gardner and Hal Jordan and John Stewart. Like, they're all the Green Lantern. It's not quite like that, but a different character did play Sub-Zero throughout that. It's still defensible to say that Sub-Zero was the only character that appeared in every game, but for someone that's a really big fan, that's going to be on their mind. If you ask me a Green Lantern question, I'm not just thinking, is the answer Green Lantern? I'm thinking, which Green Lantern is it? He ended up going with Raiden because he was worried that they were different Sub-Zeros. So something to be aware of when writing trivia, especially with a nerdier audience who really appreciates comic books or superheroes or things of that nature. There is a lot of esoteric things going on with them, and so be careful when writing that. But in this case, it was defensible. He definitely thought it was fair. It was just something I should have been more aware of heading into that question. So thanks again, Brandon, for coming on. I cannot wait for you to be back for the tournament. You are going to be the dark horse. If people are playing and they see your name against them in the bracket, buckle up, folks. It's going to be a tough ride. Our bonus question from this episode comes from the 90s Nickelodeon category, and it is this. On All That, Kenan Thompson played a French guy who would opine on all things French from his bathtub. What was his character's stereotypically, in fact, obscenely stereotypically, French name? While you're thinking on that, I want to thank Brandon one more time for being on this episode of Lockdown and invite you to be on your own episode. It's going to be later if you sign up today. However, some extremely fun things are coming down the pipe for our tournament. If you have already been on Lockdown, I invite you to think of your 10 expert categories. More details to come. The correct answer to our bonus question from today's episode is Pierre Escargot. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time. Because it's a podcast environment, I'm going to let you try one more time. And oh, wait, no, I wrote it down wrong. You're right. I will edit it right. Hell yeah. I wrote down NXL. I'm like, oh, do I have to be a bitch about that? No, you're 100% right. All right. Doesn't that piss you off that 2015 was 10 years ago?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, October will mark 10 years since I met my wife. So
it could. Yeah. You know what? Never mind. 10 years. It's a good 10 years for you.